your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Come on. The strong, the powerful Garrett and Mandy Oler are here on Lifeblood Lifestyle. Welcome, Garrett and Mandy.
Thanks for having us. Glad to be here. Excited to have a chat with you today.
Yeah, excited to have you on. Garrett and Mandy are a married couple that love to help people travel abundantly and affordably. Tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Well, our personal life, so we've been married about 16 years and have a couple of kids, and we've always had, you know, that travel bug. We've come by it for different reasons. Mandy traveled a lot as a kid, I not so much, but both different backgrounds that kind of led us to the same place. But we just, you know, realized how much we wanted to see the world and how much we wanted our kids to be able to do that as well. And, you know, we wanted to help them be world citizens, and we wanted to be world citizens, and that kind of vibe is something that's been kind of close to our heart. But, you know, as the mortgage and the, you know, American dream kind of lifestyle crept in, it just became harder and harder for us to do that. And so our work was really born out of that, and a desire to figure out a way for us to be able to travel. And then as we kind of found that path and something that was really working for us, you know, we saw how much, you know, we thought we were kind of the last ones to the party, and that, you know, we, you know, with credit card points and things like that, that we were the last ones to figure all this out. But we soon realized that we weren't, that there are a lot of people that had no idea, you know, the power and the leverage that's there, that's available to them with, you know, leveraging your spending, using credit cards the right way. There's so many perks and benefits that are available to everyone. And we also realized that, you know, there wasn't a lot of people, there weren't a lot of people out there talking to families specifically, you know, to parents or things like that. They wanted the numbers to look so great on paper when they're trying to tout, you know, what credit cards can do and these, you know, first class flights you can take and things like that. And that just doesn't really work for a family situation. And so, you know, the business was really born out of that, just wanting to be able to help families and help other people repeat the success that we had been able to achieve with what we discovered.
I love it. So where did y'all grow up?
Go ahead.
Yeah, we're both from Utah. We both swore that we would never marry anyone from Utah. We both had these elaborate plans to travel the world and, you know, move abroad. And, you know, we had all these things that we were going to do outside of the state that we grew up in. And funny enough, we actually met on a silly website called Hot or Not. And that was even before, you know, internet dating was a thing. And it just kind of ended up that we both had the same mindset around expanding ourselves and growing and learning and outside of this community that we had been raised in. So kind of funny, but we ended up together, and it's been a pretty crazy 16 years and keep going strong. So
I think that's awesome. So congratulations on that. Congratulations on both being wrong about marrying somebody from the state you're born in. But 16 years is awesome. So
yeah, and I think I think we were both at least on the same page enough to realize that there's kind of a stigma and a bubble to our community, and at least our acknowledgement of that made us somewhat outsiders. And so I think we let that allow ourselves to check that off the list.
You know, perspective is such an interesting thing, right? It's like you grow up in a certain place, and so you have the perspective, and it's what you think about yourself and what you perceive that other people are thinking about you. And that's really, frankly, probably irrelevant if you grew up in Iceland or if you grew up in New Zealand. We all probably feel that way. So when you talk about wanting to be a world citizen, tell me a little bit about what that means to you.
Well, I think, you know, raising our kids that way, it meant that we stepped out of our normal comfort zone. It meant that the goals that we had in mind for our family were more than just, you know, the mortgage and the car payments and, you know, achieving some kind of social status versus discovering the world and learning about other cultures, learning about how other people do things, you know, even their daily tasks, and discovering other, you know, other outlooks, other ways of thinking, and also, you know, shaping us in a way that we're kind to other people, that we have compassion for the things that are going on in the world, that, you know, that so often we get wrapped up, especially, you know, in the United States, that we get so wrapped up in commercialism or in the things that are going on right in our own community, that we forget that other people have, you know, different struggles or even similar struggles that we can sympathize with. We can, you know, have empathy for the things that are going on. And so I think, you know, as we were a young married couple, we wanted to go out and discover those things. And then as we brought kids into our lives, we realized that it was going to be incredibly important for us to teach them those things as well. And, you know, how much it just makes such a difference in their lives when they go out into the world and then and they come back into our home, which, you know, we've created like this, we call ourselves a team, and they come back into this safe environment where they're free to be themselves and they know they belong. And just those contrasts of who they can be and how they can develop themselves. And it's cool.
Yeah. And a lot of it's based on, you know, there's a really poignant quote from Rick Steves, you know, real well-known traveler, that he says, you learn more about your home by leaving it. Mm-hmm. And we really hold that to be true. We realize that there are lots of ways to do the same thing. And I think, you know, like we didn't want to marry someone from Utah because we wanted someone kind of outside that bubble. And we feel that that's important, that you can see other perspectives, that you can see how other people do things. And sometimes their way is better, but you'll never know that unless you're exposed to it.
Amen. Like, that's all really well said right there. And wonderful motivations for doing it for yourselves and for your kids. So I can speak from personal experience that we have, my wife and I have a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old, and in conversations about should we have more kids, it's like, well, how in the world would we ever, you know, get on a plane because it's going to cost $1 million. So just the ability to be able to travel. And when you say that you felt like you were behind, you know, my wife is super organized, but I think that we're probably light years behind y'all, because there's just so many nuances. And so number one, I don't want to put a number on it. How do you, I think it's important to have that world citizen mindset. But how do you just get started with people? Say, you know, you're interested in traveling, maybe start here kind of a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's good. You know, we've realized, you know, as we've been teaching people how much mindset really comes into it, and we'll definitely focus on that, you know, as we give some tips and stuff like that. But, you know, the real key to getting started, in our opinion, and what we've seen with our clients, the ones who are actually really making a difference, is that they, you know, just allow themselves to believe that something is possible. You know, the systems that are in place to, you know, use credit cards and get those points, You know, that's definitely a really good vehicle, and it's something we focus on because it can be very confusing. But if you don't even have the capacity to be like, yeah, I want something different, and I can see that other people are doing this, so it must work, and I'm going to let myself go with that. And so kind of once you get over that hurdle, it's really just a process of like getting started and getting moving. You know, there are a lot of nuances, and it can be somewhat complicated, at least in the world of like really trying to milk every possible cent, every penny that you can. But you know, really the only way to get there is to have your own experiences, to like, you know, I can use jargon to help you teach something, but unless you kind of dabbled in it, you know, the jargon won't make any sense. I can't really explain a concept unless you've had some exposure to it. So,
I think if I can interject, you know, it's like telling a toddler, okay, if you really want to learn how to run, or you really want to learn how to ride a bike, here, read this book or take this course. I mean, that's how do you learn? You hop in and you try something, you know? And so there's some key elements to just getting started, but that's really it. It's just you got to start and you got to try, and maybe you're going to fail, and maybe it's not going to be the perfect situation, or you're going to be at a store and think, oh no, I don't remember what card am I supposed to use for this purchase, or you know, and you have these experiences where you learn, and then the next time you just do a little bit better and a little bit better. Nobody starts out earning 1,000,000 points in their first week or month or year, or, you know, so it's a matter of trusting that every day you learn something new and you get better. And at the end, I mean, even at the end of a 6-month tunnel, you have 100,000 points or more waiting for you to use. And so it's,
And that's been a big focus, you know, during, you know, pandemic times, you know, a lot of people aren't thinking about travel because they can't, but like now is the best time to think about it. As you make, you know, steps, you know, earning points, you know, this is somewhat of a passive thing as far as the earning is concerned. And so, you know, earning those points, earning those miles that can be earned even when you're not traveling, then open the world to you when things are more safe and you're, you know, if you feel comfortable to travel and stuff like that. And so, and that's hard, you know, from a mindset perspective to say, you know, I'm doing this thing for something that's going to happen later on. You know, humans aren't really wired for that very well.
No, we're not.
But you know, once you can kind of at least embrace that, or, you know, hold that possibility, then honestly, you know, dealing with the steps becomes pretty easy.
I think in the beginning we didn't understand, we didn't appreciate maybe how much mindset really does play into achieving our goals, you know, in everything that we're doing in life. So if we have a goal, but there's something that we believe that gets in our way, you know, I have a goal that I want to climb Kilimanjaro, you know, to take to achieve that goal, there are tiny steps I need to take to get there, you know, and believing that I can actually even take those tiny steps is key. And so I think we find a lot of that in clients that we work with that, you know, who didn't fully grasp that they just need to take some tiny steps to get to the big goal.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. Appreciate everything you just said. I think that it's certainly been true for me, and true for so many people in every aspect of our life. We're trying to save money or get out of debt or start traveling. So setting the intention, making the commitment that yes, we are a family that are interested, that are going to travel. Just getting that belief that we are people who are capable of doing this. We can go all over the world if it's something that we want to do. And then it's a matter of, okay, let's start actually putting a plan together and know that this might be 12 months from now, but we're going to start laying the groundwork. And is it making decisions about travel location or destinations? Is it how long? It's probably all those things.
Yeah, we actually have a system that we teach And it's all about pre-planning a lot of your trips and destinations and things like that. So we probably have 50 different destinations that we have kind of outlined. Here's a trip we'd like to take. What does it look like if we go there? What do we want to see? What do we want to do? We analyze that in terms of who's going with us. So if it's a family trip, we have to take into consideration, are the kids going to be as excited about all of the Parisian museums that we want to visit, and that doesn't mean that we cut them out. It just means that we're more mindful about how many we add into the plan, So we have these plans, and I say plan because I'm a spreadsheet nerd, and so it all goes in this little sheet that we can look at later. But it's really just a loose brain dump, if you will, of all of the things, and then it kind of evolves into how many days might we need for these types of activities. What time of year do we want to go? What kinds of foods do we want to eat? And food is I joke, food is our love language, but we travel a lot for the food, so that's a big discovery for us as well. And then this is something that is there in essence on digital paper, right? And it's something we can look at, and then we have the chance to say, okay, does that Where does this fit in our priority? Where is this, is this a 10-year trip? Is this a I have to go within the next 2 years kind of trip? Helps us to prioritize that. But then another element of this that can kind of put a wrench in things is we rely a lot on flight deals. And so occasionally we'll see a flight deal come up and we'll just think, oh, I've got to go. That's a crazy deal that we can't afford to miss, And it's one of the ways that we get to maximize those credit card reward points is because, you're paying less for the flight with those points. So on occasion we'll all of a sudden sneak in a little trip that we hadn't really been planning, but those pre-plans are really helpful for us to get to lay kind of a foundation, and then to determine, okay, this flight deal came. Is that really something we want to do? Does that really align with our priorities? Or are we just going because it's cheap, because we can save money, And we're, both. We've done both. We've taken trips where we thought, well, we got to go because it's cheap, or we've held off and not taken the trip because it just didn't align with where our priorities were.
And so, when we teach people who are just getting started, you'll probably notice, there's a map behind us and there's a bunch of pins in it. And so, when we get people in a course or we're starting to work with them, that's one of the first things we do is give them, have them pick a destination. And it's usually somewhere that they really want to go, or have really wanted to go for a long time, which just makes it a little bit more real for them. I really want to go to Paris. I really want to go to Hawaii. I've always wanted to take my kids to Disney World or whatever. And so giving them that goal, and then, at that point we start with the end in mind. So once they have a destination goal, then they have something tangible to kind of hold on to, and then we just work backwards from there. We help them look at how many points or how many miles it would take to travel to that destination. If you're a family of four or a family of eight, set some realistic expectations for how long it would take, or do you want this trip to be completely free, or do you just need the airfare taken care of and you've been saving and you can take care of the rest. So, help kind of get through some of those things. But then they pick a destination. We put a pin on the map and it kind of sets it in stone a little bit, like, okay, this is what you're going to do. And then we just find the right credit cards that work for their situation, or help them do so. That's going to earn them some points with sign-up bonuses, things like that. And it gets them that early motivation, or that early momentum, I should say. And these are the cards that work for me. They worked well together, and with them we can take this trip. And once they do, once they've seen the fruits of all of that goal setting and that labor, then again it's just capitalizing on the momentum. And you're doing it again, you're repeating those processes and stuff like that. So yeah, goal setting and mindset is definitely part of that starting process. But then, when it comes to the credit cards themselves, it's just finding the best ones to start with. Usually you'll want two or three, to really leverage your spending so that you're earning, you know, a lot of points for every dollar you spend. Mm-hmm. So,
love it. And is there a resource for figuring out what to do with my kids for 2 weeks while my wife and I go to Paris?
Unfortunately, we can't help you there, but we can say it's okay to take them. It's okay to change up a little bit of, you know, what we're doing. We took our kids when they were 6 and 9. And, you know, because we feel so strongly about this travel mindset that, you know, this world citizenship, that we actually enrolled our kids in a French immersion program. So half of their day in elementary school was spent learning in French and the other half is learning in English. And I mean, we invested so much time in it that we drove miles to get to the school that was teaching it that way. And so when we actually landed in Paris, there were so many opportunities for them to practice this language that they'd been working on. And you know, things, the coolest things that we discovered while they were there. But we also discovered that as kids, we can't expect them to speak for us, you know. So we were at a restaurant and we said, oh, hey, why don't you order our meal for us? And they said, we don't talk to grown-ups, you talk to grown-ups, you know. And so it was kind of an interesting learning experience for us. But at the same token, you know, you mentioned, oh, I don't want to take my kids. I definitely see why. But also on the flip side, you can organize some things into your trip that the kids would like. There are some beautiful parks and some amazing things that you can do. There's a place behind behind some gardens that you can actually go rent these little sailboats and let them sail across the little pond, and the kids get to run around and push them with little sticks. And, you know, that was a great time for the kids. And there's another park, just like any park we'd see here in the United States. And we let the kids go there. And our oldest, as he's becoming the playground boss of sorts, and he's telling the other kids, oh, be nice to your sibling, don't be mean to your sister, you know, and he's speaking French the whole time. And as we're observing it, we're just thinking, like, all the efforts we put in are coming, you know, are coming
out. It's working.
It's working. It's, you know, we've actually got some progress here. But the funniest part is that he is not that kind to his own brother. Mm. So it was funny to see him encouraging these other Parisian children to be kind to their siblings.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah, and when it comes to childcare, you know, we definitely have our own escapes. And so it's funny to come back to the whole idea of wanting to marry somebody outside of Utah, because now that we're still here, our parents are here. And so we have an easy way for those kind of accommodations to happen when we do need to get out. And I know people, you know, who parents live in other areas who will fly, visit their parents for a few days, leave the kids there on their way to Paris kind of thing. So, and that's another thing, you know, we have a client who, you know, when she came to us, there were just so many obstacles in her way. You know, she had no money or didn't want to spend it on travel because her husband couldn't really travel. So she kind of had resigned herself to never doing it. But like, as she kind of gained that hope, realizing that there was a way, you know, she decided she was just going to take all of her kids on like a senior trip, or a sweet 16 trip. I can't remember. And so just all these different opportunities opened up. You know, it was never, there was no more, I can't do this because of X, Y, and Z. It was more, how can I do A, B, and C that I really want to do in spite of X, Y, and Z obstacles? Like, how can I find a way around those things? So.
And now she's actually,
yeah,
you know,
she's like
have
the star
a top
student.
Star student. She's one who is just telling us all the time, I just booked a trip here, I just did this. You know, and one of the obstacles that she had is her husband had some, you know, mental health issues that were causing him to not want to travel. And she just booked a trip with him to Egypt. And that's a really big step. And, you know, watching the growth from our students that who thought, you know, this just wasn't possible for them, or it wasn't something that they could actually, you know, anything that they could enjoy in their own life. It was for someone else. And so that's been really cool, too.
I love it. Well, Gary Mandy, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they engage with you and learn more about traveling?
So our website's a great place, connectedfamilytravel.com. And then we have the same handle on our main social media accounts, Facebook and Instagram, Connected Family at connectedfamilytravel.com. And then yeah, we're kind of shifting things around. So we want to provide more opportunities for people to learn and to get started. We like we've said today, you know, that's the key step is getting started. And so we just want to help people kind of through that. So we'll have, you know, new workshops and things being available here soon. And so, you know, the website will definitely get you the information you need to get in on any of those things if you want to get started. So.
Love it. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Garrett and Mandy your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to connectedfamilytravel.com. Check out all the great resources. Find them on social media as well. I'll list all those in the notes in the show. Thanks again, Mandy and Garrett.
Thank
Hey,
you.
thank you.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight as we are all in this together.
Did I put the clothes in the dryer?
I hope they don't think I was
I need to
serious
be
about
awake in
snacks.
3 hours.
I've got my brain shut
just
off.
Sleep already.
When your racing thoughts keep you up at night, it's tough to let go and get the rest you need. Better sleep can help. You might have heard of white or brown noise, but there's a whole rainbow of color noises, and they can help you calm your mind, reduce stress, and sleep better. Like the green noise you're listening to now. With the Better Sleep app, you can discover more color noises and over 200 soothing sounds, guided meditations, and bedtime stories. High-quality rest is vital to your mental well-being and physical health. Calm your restless mind, conquer your day, and sleep better at night. Download Better Sleep from the App Store or Google Play and start a 7-day trial today. Because when you sleep better, you feel better.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.